September 5th is always Teachers' Day in India. That means no studies, little song and dance programs in classrooms, and gifts of sweets for teachers. My old teacher and school prefect, Father Camille Boucher, would have found little favor with today's parents. A pink-faced Jesuit priest from Luxembourg, he spoke English with a heavy Gallic accent. He smoked incessantly, stubbing out his cigarette as he walked into class, sometimes dropping ash down our collars. He used his cane liberally. If he was in charge now, someone would have surely been raising a stink about the chain-smoking, ash-scattering, cane-strumming foreign priest. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Father Boucher came to Kolkata in 1947, months after India's independence. At a time when for so many of his students, an education at a good school like ours was meant to be a ticket out of India, he made Kolkata his home. Today in India, teachers are measured by how well they prepare children for all the competitive examinations that lie ahead. Father Boucher was different, says my classmate Krishnendu Chaudhary.
I remember him saying, get a haircut. I remember him saying, gentlemen of good families and bad reputations. I remember him smacking us on the head. And I remember him giving us a lot of love, affection, and trust.
He showed us that the best teachers teach by just being.
He used to tell us stories about his days running away from the Germans during World War II. We all love to look at the scar in his leg where he took a bullet when he was some 13 or 14 years old.
The Germans shot 19 of his schoolmates and he went into hiding to avoid conscription. That was exciting stuff for us. There were other lessons not in our books. One in a letter he wrote that my mother has saved for over 30 years and repeats with great relish.
All what you are and have done shows the wonderful kind of parents you must have. I hope and pray that you may always remain true to them while fashioning your own destiny.
His job was to fashion us out of mud and bruised grass and send us out into the world. And if any of his old boys, perhaps a businessman now or a colonel, came back to visit, they would find him exactly where they left him, in his little room, his face shiny with sweat, in a worn singlet and trousers, his cassock hanging on a hook on the wall. Krishnendu remembers meeting him 10 years after school.
And I walked into his room, and his first reaction was, "Hello, Krishnendu. How are you? You went into medicine, didn't you? Is your mother still painting? Is your father still sailing or has he retired? What is your brother doing now? He was a bit of a handful, I seem to remember."
When he was diagnosed with cancer, we thought Father Boucher would leave Kolkata and go back to his native Luxembourg. He did, but he came back. It was simply the only home he had known. I was in America when he died in 2002. This year, I finally visited his grave. Looking at that simple slab in a quiet leafy garden, one among many other Jesuits buried there, I remembered him signing off that letter to me in his spidery scrawl. We do not expect to be remembered too long, but when it happens, it fills us with joy, he wrote. Your teacher, prefect, and above all, friend, I hope. I remember him correcting my first serious attempt at an English essay. "Don't try to be too clever," he scolded me gently. "Write simply." So in the end, I must just simply say, Happy Teacher's Day, Father Boucher, teacher, prefect, and above all, friend. And thank you. For KALW, I am Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
You and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far.